Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Just to let you know, I don't have all day. I got to take my daughter to the pumpkin patch.
Which one?
There's one by my house, which I'm excited about. I always see it, but I didn't want to be that creepy guy that goes over there that's 27 years old with no kids at the pumpkin patch taking pictures of pumpkins. It's like, who's this guy? I tried to go to the Lego place one time, and they was like, oh, you got to have a kid to walk through the Lego thing. I was like, kind of look creepy, you know? I was like, good thing my wife was pregnant at the time. I was like, does this one count? You know, I just wanted to see the Lego place. I haven't went back since. I didn't want to, like, oh, there he goes again. I might put my face on the wall.
You want the ball pit by yourself,
too? No, I don't do the ball pit. Too many germs. I'm going to build a ball pit in my house, though.
Any questions?
All right, we're about done.
Yeah. End of the first half. On that route, Mark set up the game with four verticals. Look like you flattened your route out a little bit on that. Is that by design for you to get?
Well, what happens if it's cover two? I take the middle of the field. AJ Hawk's a little bit deeper. I'm flattening it, but I had to flatten it more because if I don't flatten as much as I did, then it's an interception with 21 breaking on the ball. So I had to make sure I cut the defender off. Although I would like to be a little deeper in the end zone, when I'm breaking in there, I will break it higher usually. But with him breaking on the ball, I have to make sure I protect the throw. So, you know, with trying to protect the throw and trying to get in the end zone, you know, it's a combination of things. I would like to be deeper in the end zone if I could, but it was just a judgment call because if I run a little bit skinnier, he runs right between me and Jay, and he picks the ball off. So just trying to protect the throw, and felt like I was felt like I stuck the ball across right away. But, you know, I mean, it's over with now. No, next time, you know, I'll try to get at least 7 inches closer to the end zone. In the end zone.
Did you watch it on tape? Did you see it? I mean, did you watch it and see how close you came? What's your opinion of that?
I saw it on tape, but I still know. I felt like of course, I'm biased, so my judgment is still always going to be a touchdown, no matter what. It's either if I don't catch a ball, it's pass interference. If I don't score, if I'm in close to the end zone, it's a touchdown. Even if I had 2 feet out of bounds, I would still tell you it was a touchdown. I thought Brandon's catch was a touchdown. That just shows you how biased I am.
You guys had two drives inside the five in that quarter that came away short. What's the emotional impact of that when you have good drives and you don't get what you want on them?
I mean, yeah, you always want to score. We had a penalty at my play. I think J-Mo would like to be able to lower his shoulder again on that play. I think a little bit high ball to Alshon on one. I think Matt had a run where I think, you know, looking at the tape, I think he would try to, you know, hit more vertical right away with the run. But it was just like little things. You know, there's only, there's two places where inches matter. And one of them is on the football field. So it's just a game of inches, you know. So overall, I just thought we all felt like we were just so close, but we have a lot of positives, but we had a lot of negatives in the game. But I think we had 500 yards of offense, which, you know, 500 yards of offense and 17 points really doesn't even go together, you know. So it's like having dessert before dinner, which I like to do because it reminds me that I control my own life and not my parents.
Along those lines, kind of zoom out after a month of the season at this point, how do you feel about the offense in general?
I feel like we're growing. I think we're on pace to be where we want to be. I think there's a lot of new guys stepping up. Josh Morgan has been a great addition for us. Kadeem Carey had some nice runs yesterday. He's going to keep Matt fresher for us throughout the whole season because Matt takes a whole lot of the load of the offense goes through Matt. So just give him a breath here and there on a couple carries. Keep guys' offense going to be good. Our receivers are going to get going even more. You know, they've been banged up a little bit, so I'll be extremely happy when they're totally 100% healthy. I think Alshon's closer than Brandon is right now, but Brandon's been working very hard to get back on the field with us. And overall, I think the offensive line been doing well. Garza and Slauson's coming back, but Ola and Della Brian's been doing a great job. Everybody's been stepping up and guys been making the most out of their chances. But I think we just, you know, the season's a marathon. You know, you don't want to start off sprinting and peaking too early. I think we were constantly going up. If we could eliminate the turnovers and seal and finish better, I think we'd be really right where we want to be. I don't, because we're going to have to play them at some point. I mean, I always say, you know, you want to cut your own grass, not your neighbor's grass.
You've been doing this for a long time. Can you remember a quarterback doing what Aaron did yesterday? I mean, quarterback rating is like 151.
I do it on a video game sometimes, but overall, he was just on fire. Yes, I think he's 22 for 28, which is, you know, he made, if he had to throw a check down, he threw the check down. If he needed to throw it deep, he's very smart and very accurate with the ball. And he makes some amazing throws with people hanging on his legs. And he's a really good quarterback. And when he has time, he's going to make plays. So I don't really remember any guys. Or, I mean, after tomorrow, I probably won't remember what Aaron did either. So I mean, I play offense.
You personally, this was one of your more productive months of your career, probably the most in terms of statistics. When you were in the offseason, where were you targeting to get more explosive? How did you get yourself in a position to have to start this year?
Well, a lot of it was just being brutally honest with myself, looking at the tape. Last year, I tore my MCL and I separated my shoulder in the first 3 weeks of the game. So I played most of the year with torn MCL and a separated shoulder. So I was banged up the whole year. So I think overall it was just, just looking at the offense and what's expected of me in the offense, what Jay wants, not what I want to do. You know, what I want to do at work really doesn't matter. That's why I try to have my own personal time when I first get here in the mornings. So I try to do everything that they want from me, the coaches. And I got with Forte. We did a lot of running on the hill, more explosive stuff like that. I always felt explosive and I always felt strong and kind of beastly on the field. But I think right now it's just really getting a taste of success. I've been in the league for a couple of 7 years. 4 years I was a backup. Everybody judged me on my production as a backup tight end, which I never really understood about that. It's like, oh, he wasn't productive in Dallas, 30 catches as a backup tight end. I mean, that's pretty productive for a backup tight end. So, and then my first year ever being a starter was in New York. And then last year I felt like I was starting to find my own groove. And this year I feel like guys have to plan for me. You know, I felt like I was game planning for guys at first, and nobody was really worried about me. But now I feel like guys have to account for me because of the way I go about my game and the way the things I learned throughout the journey of my career, whether it's from Jason Witten, Terrell Owens, Patrick Creighton, Tony Romo, Marion Barber, Eli Manning, Keem Nix. There's so many people I ran, Mike Pope. There's so many guys I ran through the course of the career that I was able to take all the information that was given to me and put those into action. And when I got here with Jay Tressman, Mike Groh, Andy Bischoff, Mike Clark in the weight room, everybody. So it's just been a combination of just putting everything together.
When did your MCL get better? Did you ever have surgery on that in the offseason?
No, I don't do surgeries. I'm like Wolverine.
When, you know, they tried the onside kick in the second quarter.
I thought it was a great call. I just saw it on tape. We had a chance to get the ball. We didn't get the ball, but I was super excited about it when I got the phone call that I was on the phone with Andy. He's like, oh, get ready to go. We're going to try to surprise. And then I put my helmet on. It looked like a great chance, but they made a great recovery, and it was a close thing. But I loved the call, and I loved, you know, the surprise factor of it. And I was very excited when we went with it, and I thought we had a chance to get it. And that's what you really want on the onside kick.
Along those lines, though, is there a sense as an offense on a game like yesterday or even this season that you're going to have to win by scoring as many points? It's going to be a shootout.
Some games are, there's going to be a shootout. I mean, our defense, I thought they fought well, played, but they were on fire too. You know, sometimes guys just get really hot, but we have to, you know, some games we have to be really hot as well. It's almost like you play against a team who shoots a lot of threes. You know, if you play in a basketball game, if a guy's hot on threes, you know, sometimes you try to panic and go play the same type of, you live by the deep three, you die by the three, but sometimes you can make up a lot of points just by laying it up. And I think our layups were, and we run the ball and run the clock down, but they were scoring quickly, so we felt like we were going to have to score a lot of points, and we felt like we were capable of. I mean, we put up 500 yards of offense, but we just didn't finish the way we wanted to finish yesterday.
Can you shoot the three?
I could pretty much do anything from anywhere. I mean, I'm pure scorer. I'm like a I'm a better shooter than LeBron, and he might be a better passer than me, but I have a nice game on the court. I'm pretty nice. I'm like a powerful Melo, but that plays defense.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.